When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undead Walking Podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Here's your host, Renee Hansen.
Hello, I'm Renee Hansen, and welcome to the Undead Walking Podcast. My special guest this episode is Brian McClure, who recently starred in the Walking Dead episode Outpost 22 as the train operator. Hello, Brian. Welcome.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Glad to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So was that your title? Were you train operator, or what was your official?
The official title is Engineer Wilson.
Oh, excuse me. I beg your pardon.
It got placed incorrectly on IMDb. I've submitted to them a couple of times to have it adjusted, though I'm not sure if it's got adjusted yet or not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good. So I guess we'll start out talking about your career. Like, how did you get into acting?
Yeah, I actually never planned on being an actor. I actually got my degree in graphic design, and that's what I planned on being. I actually even started college pre-pharmacy thinking I might want to do that, but I decided I'd rather have a life of art, something that's new and a new project to work on and interesting and like just keeps my mind going from a day to day, as opposed to I felt like pharmacy would be something that would probably be not something that I would enjoy. So I started down graphic design, and I think it was the summer going into my junior year of college, I saw something online that said make money acting. And looking back, I probably would say to someone, don't sign up for that kind of thing if you see it now. But thankfully for me, it worked out. It ended up, I didn't hear anything that summer, but the following summer, I got a call out of the blue, having completely forgotten that I had signed up for this. And they're like, hey, we want you to come to this audition for a commercial. And I said to my roommates at the time, I think I'm getting a prank call. I ended up going, and I booked this commercial. I was only in it for like half a second, but it really piqued my interest. And I'd also had some family friends that had done it growing up, commercials and plays and print stuff. And I guess it was always kind of in the back of my mind that it looked kind of fun. And I was like, wow, that really was a lot of fun. I'd like to know more about this. And it turned out that phone call came from a local agency when I was in Omaha, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And so I told them, yeah, I'd love to do more if you get anything else. And so, one thing after the next, it was a hobby for a while, and then it started picking up, and I then really felt like God was calling me to pursue it professionally. So I packed up everything and I moved to Los Angeles.
Wow. That's quite the change from Omaha, Nebraska to LA.
Yep. So it's been a journey. That was in 2009, so it's been a journey since then. It's been awesome.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I was looking at your IMDb, and you've got quite the catalog there of different things that you've been in.
I'm chipping away at it.
Yeah. So like, out of all those roles, then what's been probably your most challenging role?
Challenging. There's a film that actually never came out that I was a lead in. It's called Basement. I think it's listed on my IMDb as going to come out, but we did that film in probably 2009. and or no, wait, 2015 is probably the year we did that one, and it just never got finished in post production. But it was very, very intense. And you know, basically the storyline, I had been, you know, beaten by my father growing up, and it's just, you know, the repercussions of having lived that kind of childhood, and how it just was manifesting in my young adulthood in the story. And so that was a very just challenging piece, as you can imagine from the subject matter. And being the lead, so just that was all made it a very challenging story to tell. But
Yeah, anything with those tragic backstories like that's very difficult. I can imagine it's very difficult to get your mind into that and then try to get your mind back out of that.
And I guess you could even say my very first feature film, the writer director was a student of Columbine High School, and it's called April Showers, the movie. And you know, all the events in the movie were actual events that happened at Columbine, but in the movie it's just some all-American high school. We don't actually say Columbine, but that was a pretty intense one too, and it being my first feature film that I ever booked, and the role was opposite Tom Arnold. You know, he was a lot bigger at that time when we were filming it. He hasn't done a lot for a while, but it made things very challenging. Some of the reasons for that is obviously the subject matter was you know, very intense and difficult. I was playing the actual student that tried to save the teacher that was shot at in Columbine, and so that was difficult in itself, but it was even more difficult because I'm trying to do the best I can as my first job ever, and Tom Arnold is cracking jokes between takes. So I'm trying to stay in this zone of like very focused, you know, dramatic energy, and he's trying to tell jokes between takes, which that was a really challenging thing for me.
Yeah, I'm sure on that with that type of subject matter, and then somebody making jokes, it's hard to stay in the zone or
Yeah.
whatever.
So I had to leave the room sometimes between takes just to kind of keep my mind where I wanted it to be.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, there's been other times too, I'll even say, on that same note, where I'll get on set and everyone is so friendly that which is great. I love that when everyone's friendly, but they want to be super talkative and you're trying to do your work, and you're like kind of like, I have to kind of ignore this series regular to a degree so that I can protect my work and do the best job that I can do.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine being an actor. I mean, I can talk a lot and things, but to get yourself in a different place and a different character and things, and that would be tough if someone's constantly talking or laughing or doing whatever it is to kind of. You can't focus in on it then.
Yeah, it definitely can be.
Yeah, that. So I was doing a little research on you, and I see that you starred in Space Command, which fellow Walking Dead actor Ethan McDowell stars in. I just interviewed him recently.
Oh, you did. Yeah, I'm
Yes,
excited.
and I did a panel with him at an event, and so it was really fun meeting him. And for those that don't know, he played the Reaper named Washington, and his end wasn't so great for him for that character. But so did you guys have? I've not watched Space Command. So do you guys have scenes together and things, or?
Yeah, a little, and I don't know what you and Ethan spoke about. Ethan's one of my best friends.
Oh, wow.
He and I are both talent search winners for Space Command, and that is a very independently made science fiction episodic series, and it's still something that we're making. As of right now, there's been discussions that we might film some more of this recent episode we're working on, either later this month in November or early December. That's currently being talked about. We filmed some more of this second 2 hour script that we're working on. We filmed some of it over the summer. So that's been a fun project. But yeah, he and I, I fly the our spaceship that he is our captain on. So
okay, that's cool. Yeah, we mostly, it was a Walking Dead panel, so we mostly focused on that. But that's really cool that you guys are good friends, and now I've met both of you. So
yeah. Seeing him tomorrow, actually, I think.
That's awesome. Yeah, we had a good panel with him, and then one of the Robert Hayes, who was another Reaper as well.
He's a great guy. Ethan is really nice, down to earth guy.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. So we'll go into The Walking Dead, and how did you get this part? Was it some, I know a lot of times I've heard where they've tried to do different characters, and then finally they, you know, get picked for something in this series. What was your experience with The Walking Dead?
I have auditioned for the show several times. I know some people, one of my friends, he said he auditioned for it total of 12 times, and it wasn't until obviously the 12th time that he booked it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ended up having that many auditions for it, but I remember auditioning for a role in like the second or third season. So I've auditioned as far back as that for the show. So then I finally squeaked in there right at the end, booked one. And that came from, I have an agent here. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And my Atlanta agent got me that audition, and it went well. And I booked it, you know. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the behind the scenes photos that you posted and stuff. That was really cool to have those and everything, you know, just being the final season and everything. It's just, it's a little more historic and things. Have you been a fan of the series at all?
Or, yeah.
Because, you know, I know some people do and don't watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I watched it religiously for quite a number of the first few seasons. I fell off there for a little while, but I've watched a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go good. And this was episode 21 called Outpost 22, and you were the train engineer, and then Maggie is the one who gets you at first, right, and everything. So just like, I mean, this was a pretty gruesome end for a train engineer. What was his name? Was it Wilson? Or
Wilson,
yeah.
I mean, but she was really nice. Everybody on that set was really nice. All the actors were really welcoming. And we filmed it in two parts, too. We filmed some of it early January, and then I think we filmed some in February. And, you know, the cast and crew were, when I came back, was, hey, welcome back. Good to see you again. So that was, you know, that's always really nice when people just welcome you back to a space and you feel like you're a part of the team and the family there.
Yeah, I've always heard that about the sets and things. I've got friends who have been in different parts and things like that. And it just seems, and I've interviewed several of the actors who have always said that it's just such a great dynamic on set and things, which is, you know, it's, we always, as fans, we see the show and think, oh, these people are so neat. And you meet them at a con, maybe quick or whatever kind of thing. And they seem very nice and genuine and whatever, but, you know, until you work with them, you wouldn't know. But it's always good to hear that holds true. So
yeah,
that's really, really cool. So was this your, like, I don't know, like all your, like I said, I scanned your IMDb and there's several things. Was this like the most gory character ending that you had, or?
I mean, it's right up there with mm-hmm. another one that I can think of. I did a horror film years ago. I think it would have been 2017, called Blackstock Boneyard. I have a pretty gruesome ending in that one as well.
Yeah, I saw you had that. I thought there was a horror one that I remembered, or it sounded like the title sounded like it could be a horror. So, so what new projects do you have going on? What can you tell us about any of those?
Sure. Yeah. My film Holy Irresistible is one that we did last year. The genre could be taken in a couple different ways. I haven't seen the final edit yet. So I don't know if they made it more of a dark comedy or a romantic comedy. So that'll be interesting to see this Saturday when we have our world premiere of it at the Rome Film Festival in Rome, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I played a pretty funny guy. My name's Wendell. And I have a lot of naive characteristics about me, but like just a really big heart. He was just so much fun to play with. And the director, Pamela Corky, we established a bond through the audition process and just some conversations we had before the film. And we really trusted each other's visions to the point of she let me improvise in a way that I've never got to on any other set before. And so that was really fun and freeing. And it made me feel like a huge collaborator in the process, because there were certain takes that I never did the same. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, completely different. But every once in a while she would say, hey, let's just do it as scripted. And so I do it as it was written. And then she's like, okay, great, do whatever you want. And like, I've never had that kind of freedom before. And so that was just made it incredibly fun. I just got to play so much, which I just, you know, I think that's every actor's dream, is just to have the freedom to really play in a space and just really enjoy the character that you're embodying, you know?
Yeah, I saw his outfit on the cover of the poster, so I thought he looked like a very interesting character.
Yeah, and the thing sorry, go ahead.
Well, I bet it'll be very fun when you do see the final cut to see what they chose to use.
Yeah, it was a little wild.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A while ago, my manager saw a rough cut of it, and he's like, "Oh man, I was laughing out loud. You were hilarious." I'm like, "That's what I like to hear."
Yeah, yeah. You want, especially if you're trying to be funny, you want people to be laughing at that. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, that's exciting. Very exciting. And then I forget which ones you said. You said a couple of the ones on IMDb aren't being moving forward or whatever. What about the remote? What is that one? Is that
remote? I hope that gets completed. That was actually one thing that a group of friends and I just got together during the beginning of COVID and just decided to see what we could create, you know, all being in different spaces. And I mean, Atlanta, New York, South Africa, you know, we had people just all over the place on this film, and we tried to create a story that we could put together and keep ourselves creative during COVID. So we'll see. I mean, I'm not involved in the post-production process. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see how that turns out. I did some comedy in that one as well. I got to improv a decent amount on that one as well, which is fun. I really get a kick out of just being goofy and creating stuff like that. So it's enjoyable. That one is, I know that one says coming out, the one that says Superman versus Doomsday, that one, I don't believe that one would ever get made. That would be more of like a fan film that my friend was planning to make, though I don't foresee that happening. It'd be cool. I think that the movie Basement that I mentioned is up there too.
Yeah, which that one, because that one's like the abduction one or something. Was that what it? Yeah, that sounded very interesting. So that's too bad that didn't get go anywhere with that one.
Yeah.
And then there's I think it's a short, Club Monologue. Is that?
Yeah, that was one we did earlier this year, me and some friends. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens with that. That was a fun, playful one. I got to name my own character in that one, and I came up with the name Randall McPherson. He was supposed to be like a Hollywood star. So I was like, what sounds like a name of some famous Hollywood star? Randall McPherson.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like it. That's funny. Yeah. So you went from Omaha to Los Angeles and then to Atlanta. So how did you go? Well, you kind of explained from Omaha to LA, but then what brought you to Georgia then?
Yeah, both of those transitions I really felt called and compelled to move by God. I mean, I really started seeing signs of each of them popping up in my life in various ways. And I've really tried in my life to pay attention when I feel like God is placing signs in my life, telling me to move. And it was interesting because I started seeing that about Atlanta in Los Angeles, and I had never been here. I was seeing someone in LA at the time, and even though I was seeing her, it was in about 2 months, I had packed up everything and was on the road, and I didn't even know where I was going to stay a week until I moved. But there was a woman that I had met one time that had worked at the same company as my best friend since first grade. And he said that she was there working on a project, and she had a 3-bedroom house with just her and her little dog. And she said that I could stay there till I found a spot, and it ended up working out where she was gone for a long periods of time on the job that she was there for. And I was there to help out with her dog, and she liked the arrangement. So she let me stay for free. So it was like this really divine orchestration of how I end up at this place. And I got to stay my whole first year in Georgia for free. It's,
That's really, obviously you followed the right call then.
And I mean, the first year was challenging here. I say that there's been definitely challenging parts to the journey for sure. Mm-hmm. It's not all been just a straight success route, but I didn't book anything for my whole first year here. I didn't book anything in Georgia. So that was challenging. I went back to Los Angeles to film some stuff for Space Command. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until about my year mark that I booked something. So I was definitely asking God, did I hear you incorrectly? But I'm glad that I waited it out, because it kind of got me in Atlanta before it was as hot as it is now. It's one of the best places, if not the place to be. And I mean, it's still some people I know in LA refuse to acknowledge that it's such a good spot to be in. But I mean, when I first got my agent in Atlanta, I didn't get one immediately here. I had an agent out of Louisiana, and I have for a long time, but it wasn't until I got my agent in Atlanta, I had my agent in Louisiana, and my manager in LA. That first year I had all three of those. I had 142 TV and film auditions for union projects in Atlanta. And that's really unheard of in LA or New York markets. Mm-hmm. And that's like an audition every 2.5 days or less than. And so it was, I mean, it's what you want. It was hectic, but it's a numbers game. So it was definitely helpful. Mm-hmm. But I'm very thankful that I was placed here and I got with a good agency here when I did it. Cause now I know, like, I emailed a bunch of agencies when I got here, mm-hmm. and I had meetings with, I think, 3 or 4 agencies. And there was a fifth or sixth even maybe. Mm-hmm. But now it's even hard to just email somebody and have them respond. So I was really blessed to have heard that calling when I did, and to show up.
Yeah, that's awesome. So out of your roles, which one are, do you have one that you're, I guess, more proud of than the others? I'm sure you're proud of a lot of them, but is there one that kind of stands out? Like, I'm really proud of that, the work I did on that one or something.
I would have to say, yeah, they're all, a lot of them are in various ways I'm very thankful for and happy about. But I would have to say that my work on my feature film, In Other Words, is probably my favorite, because I got to be the lead in this project. Mm-hmm. And that was also a comedy. So it was such a fun project. And the filmmakers, Patrick Perez and Christina Nava, they're a married couple. And they wrote this really fun story. And they also let me improv. I didn't improv a ton in that one, just because the writing was so great, but there were moments where I got to improv, and it was really cool, because that project came to me just out of the blue. Like, I say God was my agent on that one, because it was I got an email with the subject line that says lead role in a feature film that I almost deleted because it like I don't recognize this email address. Yeah. It looks like kind of spam. But I'm like, wait a minute, this looks a little bit different. I open it up and it was Christina kind of introducing herself and saying, like, you were referred to us by Sandra Avila. I'm like, wait a minute, I worked with Sandra like 4.5 years prior. So I'm like, okay, you got my attention. And I'm reading. She's like, we have a lead role that we want you to talk to you about. And that was the beginning of it. I end up Skyping with Christina. And, you know, that goes well. And she's like, I want you to meet my husband who's directing. I Skype with him another time. That goes well. They ask me, they say, we just want you to put yourself on tape so we can show our investor that you can act. I'm kind of thinking, so does this mean I have the role? I don't know. Like, I would find out later that they actually auditioned quite a few people for this role. But I ended up getting the role and they flew me from Atlanta back to LA to film this thing. And part of it, 11 days of it, was filmed in this mansion at the top of a hill in Malibu that overlooked the ocean.
Oh, wow.
And so it was just like, it was an unreal experience. And I got to work with Chris Kattan.
Oh, wow.
And he said, you're a really effing good actor. And that's to me, that like was a big deal. Cause I mean, he's worked with pretty much the biggest comedy people in the business, you know? So it was just really rewarding. And I did get to improv a little bit with him. So that was fun.
I bet. And that one's called In Other Words, is that?
Yeah, it's currently on HBO. And you can also, if you don't have HBO, you can watch it on Amazon.
Uh-huh. And then I was going to ask you, you were in an Amazon original too, The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah, I have a smaller role in that one. excuse me. And, you know, in being candid, it was actually, after I filmed it, I was just kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to do something like that again, because it filmed in Wilmington and I worked as a local, meaning I had to get myself there and put myself up. And so I had to go, I went up there two different times, to film it. And I mean, everybody was really nice and everything. It was just, it was a long haul and me putting myself up and everything. And the role wasn't as artistically gratifying because it was mostly coming in with like one line here or there to move the plot along, which is important to every story. Mm-hmm. You have to have those kinds of roles in your story from time to time. They're not necessarily as artistically gratifying, especially mm-hmm. after you go from like doing the lead in a movie, then stepping into that. Yeah. But when I did watch the show, I was thankful that I got to be a part of it because they did a really nice job with their story. The story was just such a wonderful, touching, fun piece that I was thankful to say I got to be a part of it. Even if it was a small role, I just wish it was closer to Atlanta.
that was
a fun one. And I would recommend the story to people. It's a really nice story.
Yeah. It's one that, it's on my list to watch, but if you know how your list just keeps growing and then I forgot about that one. So yeah, cause I thought the story sounded really interesting. And it was when I saw on your IMDb, I thought, oh wow, that's that movie again, or that show again. So it popped back into my mind. So now I'll have to.
Yeah. I followed it. Yeah, I follow their Instagram account, and I think I just saw today that they had wrapped on their second season.
Okay, yeah, I saw it had gotten renewed, so yeah. So cool. Well, cool. And so would you say that, you know, comedy is your favorite genre, or is that just kind of where you end up gravitating towards?
I mean, comedy is a big part of why I wanted to start acting. Mm-hmm. I naturally just think of goofy things. Like I love being like a goofball, you know? And so like when I got into acting, it was kind of just because of that. I'm like, oh, I can be a playful person doing comedies and stuff. But then when I started studying acting, like really studying it, I took a 2-year Meisner course to start off my acting journey in Los Angeles. We did some comedy in there, but it's more just about like, truth mm-hmm. of a story. And so we worked on a number of dramas, and it really taught me a lot about the emotional depths which I'm capable of going to. And so I really have come to appreciate the craft of acting and both the drama and the comedy sides of it all. But I mean, even the highly dramatic sets that I've been on are still fun. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's really about the people that you're surrounding yourself with on any set. But I think maybe more innately, I'm just a huge goofball. So maybe comedy is a really great thing for me. But I, you know, just being a highly empathetic and sensitive feeling person, drama it also is a good fit just because I just like, you know, I have a pretty big heart.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, do you have, are there any other new things coming that you can talk about yet? Or you, I know a lot of times like, nope, can't say a word.
Yeah, there's something I worked on last couple of weeks, but I cannot say anything about that yet. And I'm currently being considered, I got a pin on a project. It hasn't come through yet. So, you know, I won't really say anything. I don't think they asked, they didn't have me sign an NDA about that, but I haven't got it yet. So I probably ought to speak about that one till it comes through. But yeah, hopefully by next year, I'll have some more things to talk about.
That's good. Yeah. And is it like, or is it like for social media, where's the best place to follow you?
Yeah. Instagram is probably the best place to follow me. It's just my name at Brian McClure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tag that in the article as well. That way people can find you. So, well, yeah, I appreciate your time today. It's been fun talking to you, and it's always, you know, it's just always interesting, especially when I found out, you know, I'm from Iowa originally. I live in Georgia now also, but you know, to know that you're from Iowa and things, that was interesting. So definitely. Yeah, it's always fun to see how people get from the Midwest to LA and then Georgia. You know, that's a very dramatic changes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you feel it, but it reminds me a little bit of home down here, like the seasons and like the weather. Like LA does not remind me of home at all.
Yeah, this is our first year here, so we're experiencing, and we're way south, so we're experiencing not quite as much fall as we normally would, but it's still, you know, somewhat fall.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't get quite as cold.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And we will keep watching for new projects from you.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.